I feel silly calling you Mr. Gillespie, but I feel I don't know you well enough to call you Dizzy.
You call me Sir.
I thought so. If you like. I thought Sir, or you know what I really thought? Your Highness. Mr. Legend might do, or Mr. Trumpet, or Mr. Virtuoso. John Birks Gillespie, musical for most of his 68 years. Dizzy, since he was 17, and showed up for a job with his trumpet in a paper bag. Known for his sense of humor, his ability to infuse an audience with his joyous spirit, and the sounds that come out of his horn. With the late Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie invented bop. A patriarch of the trumpet now, after 50 years of performing, he once started his own Dizzy for President movement, and then threatened to slug anyone who called him a dark horse. Did you ever play the White House?
Yes, I played for Nancy. That show with the Stan Getz and Chick Corea. Is that Perelman?
Uh-huh. Is there any difference to you in the way you play from if you're playing at the White House or for the President's wife?
You just be careful and try to play your best numbers, whatever they are. I didn't make anything special for them. As a matter of fact, I didn't even make nothing special for President Carter when he sang Salt Peanuts, Salt Peanuts. That was cute, though. Yeah. That was really something. It was just something that would happen to an ordinary man in the street or something like that, instead of happening to the President of the United States sitting in on a jam session.
Salt peanut. Dizzy Gillespie performed in Washington recently, minus Jimmy Carter, but surrounded by sidemen many years younger than he, all of them hanging on every note that came out of his famous up-tilted trumpet. There's a story that the trumpet first got bent by accident years ago at a birthday party. Gillespie played it, had it straightened out the next day, and then thought about how good it had sounded bent, so he had one made up especially that way.
Well, my horn, I can hear better than the average trumpet player that's got a straight horn.
You can
hear, you hear that you're playing it, you know? And that's good, that you can hear something as you're playing instead of an interval after.
Is that why you tilt it up? Is that the reason that you tilt the bell up like that?
The bell, it just happened to be that way when it got tilted up, and I said, that's where it's supposed to be, and then I left it there.
So you can hear it better. You have an album now with these two kids. What's his name? Branford Marcellus and Kenny.
Lonnie Plaxico.
Uh-huh. Kenny Kirkland. Mm-hmm. Also young guys, young musicians, a whole new generation of young musicians coming into jazz. You like working with them, huh?
Yeah. They inspire you. New musician. Nice.
You learn things from them?
Yes, of course. Music is so deep and so vast that one person only gets the skimming off the top of whatever, and there's a whole lot under the bottom that's still there for discovery. And then you learn some of that from the young musicians. Some more.
Are they good?
Oh, yeah.
Are they as good as you were when you started?
They're better now.
Really?
Yeah.
But that business about how that piano guy was sitting watching you and trying to figure out, as I was in the audience, what's the next note going to be, and having no...
Well, see, the piano player has a great role in a small group. You see, not only has he got to compose behind you and anticipate where you're going. But he's got to be careful not to play too much or to play too little. He can play too much and get in the way, and it annoys the soloist. So he has to be, he can't be thinking about, oh, yesterday I was at the beach and I played racquetball up against the board, and I ran after three girls that were topless, and I tried to catch them, and I couldn't do it. And then I went to the blah, 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 to the sauna. You can't think about those, nothing. And that shows respect for the artist for whom you're playing.
It's not just respect. It's how you make the music good. That's what I noticed about you. Your concept, you're thinking.
First thing is respect, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And then the music comes, you know, respect. Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to be jazz is supposed to be the most unselfish of art forms. And the jazz, you give yourself completely to make somebody else play their best. You try to do something to make them, to inspire them to do something. So it is a matter of sacrifice.
Jazz trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, maker of music now for half a century. His newest album is called New Faces.